Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That was, again, something I don't think anyone's ever seen.
No.
Eggman said it right away. I feel like everybody and their mother has repeated it 10 different times. I've said it a few different times today. I've never, ever seen that in my life. The kicker just stubbed his toe on the ground, like didn't even hit the ball.
That's why we watch the game,
Jones. I guess
we
it
hope
is.
To see something we've never seen before.
It's like
and last night was an example.
Like a Tim Kirchner baseball moment just in the NFL. You're like, yeah, history.
We've seen guys slip. We've seen guys like kick it directly into their offensive line. We've seen all kinds of stuff, right? Bad holds, laces in, horrible like shanks, like kicking the ball like outside of the pylon. Like we've seen horrible kicks. That's a new one.
That is a new
one. Never even made contact with the ball. Was able to stop short.
No, a lot of contact with the ground.
Mostly with the ground.
Good amount of ground contact. Yeah.
And then the poor holder's like, uh-oh! And then he has to run around like an idiot and gets smiled. Nobody's ready for that. Then he gets smoked. But yeah, that was a wild one.
I was trying to get this going, trending on Twitter last night, Keith. I don't know if you saw this.
Did it get going?
Do you remember? It did not.
No.
Do you remember the butt fumble? You recall the butt fumble?
I do remember the butt. That was famously Mark Sanchez, who has had a few issues of his own.
Yeah, good guy.
Since then.
He's a good guy. A stand-up guy.
He's a bad guy.
I was trying to get the boot stumble going last night.
The boot stumble? I mean, it's not your worst. Did you hashtag it? You should hashtag it.
You know what?
If you don't hashtag it, it'll never get trending.
You know what? I didn't hashtag it. That's an oversight on my end. I expected to wake up today and see the back page of the Herald.
You should run
the... I thought the Herald was going to steal it from me. I was a little nervous.
Did they?
I copywrote it. You know what? I got to double check
the Herald.
Again, but I was like, that feels like a Herald headline.
You should run...
The boot stumble.
You should run the boot stumble by Christian Ellis. See what he thinks of that.
Good call.
Yeah,
let's do that. But all
the trial balloon.
All credit goes to me. Copyright on that. I can imagine people are lining up for that.
Keep it.
The boot stumble.
Yeah, no, I heard it.
Yeah, you know where. Remember where you heard it first.
You got to cut him, right? Like after that, like
because no, he's already been cut.
He was. No,
on,
I know.
He's easy to cut. How many teams he been on? He was here, wasn't he?
But that was like when
he was in the practice squad here, yeah,
like years ago, right?
Yeah. Then he was really good for a season with the Falcons, right? That was like when John Parker Romo missed the extra point for the Falcons against the Packers.
They cut him right away.
Yeah. Because if you're Young Wei Koo, like I apologize, and hopefully you know you'll land on your feet somewhere else, literally. But this was one where you're wearing a Giants uniform on Monday Night Football, and if you do that, like that's probably it. Probably got to find somebody else. Go get ourselves another kicker. Yeah, I think we're just waiting for that news to
seven,
hit the desk.
7 years with the Falcons, cut now with the
seven
Giants.
7 years with the Falcons. Oh, he's doing okay.
About to be cut.
Yeah,
thank you.
That'd probably do it.
But Jackson Dart, who I don't find to be like very empathetic, but his reaction after that kick, he's like, what the hell? He's like, what is going on out there? So that to me is an example of all things coming up Patriots. You can discuss 617-779-7937 here on Jones and Keefe. We're going to tier off NFL teams coming up at 11:30 on a Tier Tuesday, although it is a Patriots Monday. On a Tuesday, still scheduled to talk to Christian Ellis. Tommy Tuesday with Tommy Curran at high noon. Kiefer Madness for you as well at 12:45. Another example of it all coming up, Patriots. I guess I didn't even think this was a thing. is they got the benefit of the doubt on the Kyle Williams touchdown.
I'm telling you, it wasn't a touchdown.
Keith, people are – the text line is, like, extremely split on
this. Is it
this.
Split?
I didn't even think twice about it. I thought
people
it was a
yelling,
catch.
People are yelling at me.
We were in here watching the replay. Nick is with you.
Yeah.
Half the text line is like, oh, my God, thank God for saying it. I didn't think it was a touchdown either.
Like, I thought the Wicks one was more of a touchdown than Kyle Williams.
Yeah.
Terp thought they both were touchdowns.
Yeah, Terp did come in and say he thought both were touchdowns. I think this is more of a touchdown than the Wicks touchdown. This is the touchdown.
So I personally don't think he has possession while his right foot is down.
You see what I'm saying. When the ball first hits him in the hand, his right foot is on the ground. It may not be possession. Yeah.
Okay. I guess I see it. I thought he didn't really catch it until that right
foot
was out.
In the air. Mm-hmm. So then it went left foot, left knee, right foot. Okay.
That's
so,
all.
So the refs have their back.
Yeah.
They're allowed to just headhunt. They're allowed to just, you know, victimize these Giants
players.
They're
dirty, apparently.
So that's all coming up, Patriots as well. Again, you can discuss it, 617-779-7937. I enjoyed
real quick, though, because you mentioned Kyle Williams.
Yeah.
Just like a guy who is clearly fifth on the wide receiver depth chart.
Yeah, he didn't play that many fewer snaps than Pop Douglas last night.
Well, no, but he plays like a lot of running plays. You see when they break these formations, you'll see like either two tight ends and Jack Westover and Kyle Williams. And maybe it's just to keep the defense guessing. Maybe it's also to give Steph Diggs a blow. So it's like, hey, we're not throwing anyway. Like, just put him out there. But just to have that guy with the capability, and we've seen it now a couple of times this year, where you're not really relying on him, but you know it's in the arsenal where you can just put him out there. He smoked the corner off the line of scrimmage and then just caught, in quotes, caught a touchdown pass. So, like, you have that. And that's what they drafted him for. They were hoping that they could add some speed to it. And you see last night, you see a game where Marcus Jones rips off a punt return touchdown. Kyle Williams torches the defense for a big play touchdown. Like, that's something that the last few years, they didn't really have.
Yeah, I kind of thought after the Jets game, like he had a good game against Tampa or a good catch against Tampa, catch and run. Then the Jets game happened. And then you had the Bengals last week with Booty back. And I'm like, okay, well, that's just not going to happen this year. You're not going to hear from him again. Although he was returning kicks against Tampa, which I thought he did well with. It was Terrell Jennings to start the game last night. He got hurt.
Yeah.
And then Williams was back there again on
return.
Kicks. He did.
They had good field position most of the night because of their returns.
Right. I mean, They started basically right at midfield after the opening kick. So I thought Kyle Williams has done a good job on the kick returns, and maybe there is something there.
Maybe.
I keep going back and forth on it, but that's because some weeks he vanishes and looks like he couldn't be on the same page with Drake May. And then last night, whether he was in bounds or out of bounds, that was a gorgeous gorgeous throw by May.
But last night was one of those games where Drake May threw the ball to everybody. There was eight guys had a catch. And if you take Kyle Williams to the side, the other seven all had at least three. So, like, everybody was super involved. Yeah, so seven guys had three catches. And then Kyle Williams had a touchdown. So, yeah, it was pretty spread out. Nobody had a great game. Hunter Henry was actually their leading receiver for the second straight week.
Yeah, he had a 30-yard touchdown callback that would have cost you a matchup.
Smoked me in fantasy, so that was good. But yeah, like Steph Diggs didn't have like an amazing night, but had that fourth down catch, right? Like, so like when they need to go to him, like they could still rely on Steph Diggs. And yeah, I mean, the offense was clicking first half.
So look, I'm not saying the Patriots won last night just because the Giants are atrocious. Like, the Patriots played well. I think the Patriots did play well, and they brought the attitude and they brought the energy and, you know, the heavy hits and all of that. Okay. So I feel good about all that with the Patriots. It's not to knock the way they played. But just to sit back and observe, the Giants are also horrendous. Like,
yeah.
This is not why the Patriots won.
No.
It was a game they should have won either way. They played well, I thought. Separate thought, the Giants are also atrocious.
They're now 2-11, and they are 0-8 on the road.
Yeah.
The Giants haven't won a road game. So is that it for road games for them?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they have one more. They're this year. They're at Vegas.
So,
but,
like,
yeah, they also hit their bye week right now.
Take your pick. We were just talking about the quote-unquote missed kick. It actually wasn't. It was a credited as a sack to the Patriots defense.
Yeah.
But the decisions to not go for it on fourth down with Mike Kafka and his weird eyebrows.
That was a terrible call.
Jackson Dart, the way he was carrying himself all night. We can get to his comments post-game. Abdul Carter.
Yeah, where's he?
Benched for the first quarter.
You didn't even know he was playing.
Well, yeah, there was one tweet going around last night why he was sat down.
Yeah, I know.
I don't believe that's a valid tweet.
It may not be, but who knows?
But I can't disprove it.
The truth is stranger than fiction.
I can't disprove it with Abdul Carter. Right. So where do you want to start with all those Giants miscues last night?
I just thought a team that's 2-10 and you're already down big, fourth down, What are you doing?
So you're talking about the one before halftime or
yes.
the one late? Because
yes.
there were a couple of them.
Well, specifically the first one, because he'd already given up a punt return for a touchdown.
Well, and Aikman was all over him. So this is 1:13 left. It's 4th and 1, and they don't go for it. They take a delay of game instead. They go 3 and out. They give the ball right back to the patch. You got a field goal before halftime.
That was like the game was may have already been over, and that kind of confirmed it. I go back to 4 years ago, maybe it was, Dan Campbell's first year with Detroit. Joe Judge was in New York. These are like mirroring things. Both teams were out of it. Both teams had horrible records. And it'd be like 4th and 20, and Dan Campbell's running like a flea flicker double reverse like tight end pass, like trying to get something going,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Joe Judge is running like a QB sneak on 3rd and 15 just to set up a better punt.
Right.
And you're like, you're out of it. And now you're just telling your team, like, we need 2 more yards so we can punt. Like, just the way you're calling plays is also just like a message to the rest of your team. And so you're going, it's Monday Night Football. You're in there. You need to pick up a yard. And you're like, we can't. We can't get the yard. We'll be better to be down 20 at the half. And then you can't even do that because you're kicking it back to Marcus Jones, who gets a little bit of a return. And then the Patriots move right down the field. And then they ran out of time. They ended up kicking a field goal. But that was like embarrassing. I think even if the if it's early in the season, I probably go for it. When you're 2-10 and you're an interim coach, that's insane.
Yeah, right. You're coaching for theoretically a job. He probably knows he doesn't have it.
Right.
So then I'm like,
but you're telling your quarterback too. You're like, you can't get a yard.
Okay, but so I'm like, all right. So they're clearly just like running this game out. But then they go for it on 4th down early in the 3rd quarter. Maybe he got some feedback at halftime. Would be my guess. Then Keith, they score a touchdown to make it a 2-possession game,
yeah,
and they go for 2. I'm like, what the hell is this? This guy wouldn't go for it on 4th and 1. Now he's going for 2 in a 16-point game. You don't even need to do that.
And so not to get all the analytic people going, but I'm with Aikman. Did you hear Aikman's
yes.
explanation? He's like, this doesn't make
it.
Sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense.
Because I get the, if you're down by 15,
go for it.
You go for 2
right.
first, so you have more, because you're going to have to do it anyway.
I don't love it.
No, me too.
Okay, I don't love it, but I at least get it.
I wrap my head around that.
This one last night, I don't even get.
No, because if you miss it, you're down 17. And then what?
It made no sense.
I don't get it.
It was like Sirianni when they were down going for it on Black Monday. I actually got that one more, but still, it's like, what are you doing?
Like, is he like, no, now I'm going to be hyper aggressive.
I'm
going to go
you.
For 2 each time, and we're going to win.
I thought someone talked to him at halftime. They're like, hey, Kafka, we know you're the interim coach and you're never going to get this job, but like, wake up. Like, it's earth to Mike Kafka. Try to win the game, for God's sakes.
But nobody got it.
So then they went for it on 4th down.
And they did get
it. Then he goes for 2, and I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's so aggressive. And then it's 4th and 8. They're down 15. It's a 2-score game.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's 4th and 8, and they punt again.
Yeah, I don't really understand some of those calls.
I couldn't figure that out.
And just knowing that Marcus Jones is back there, I'd probably never punt again.
This is a good point.
Just punt it out of bounds.
There's no reason to punt it to him, which they continuously did all night. So the Patriots played great. I do think the Giants had some head-scratching moments last night. But maybe, Keith, maybe they were just sick and tired of the big hits from our next guest.
They were getting hit hard.
Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker, joining us here on a Patriots Monday, on a Tuesday, on Jones and Keith. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, you can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store to save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Christian Ellis, welcome back to Jones and Keefe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Great.
I am very curious. You were a bit of a hero last night on Monday Night Football. National TV, tons of big hits, opening kick, sideline hit on Jackson Dart. You forced the Olszewski fumble as well. Late 4th down breakup on top of that. I'm curious, like, what's your phone look like after the game and today? Like, has it just, like, completely blown up on you?
Yeah, my friends and family were all just telling me good job, and you know, it was good to be able to have them watch me play. So I was very ecstatic about that. And you know, yeah, I had a few messages.
I'll tell you, the hit on Dart on the sideline, the 100% clean hit on Dart, is one of the highlights of the season. He went flying. And some of his teammates immediately, you know, got in your way. And were they saying anything to you, or were they just like, oh, that's a big hit on our quarterback? Because by no means was it a dirty hit. Like, what was, like, Theo Johnson and some of those guys even saying?
They didn't really say anything or anything that I heard. I was just trying to get out of there. I hopped up and I was ready to celebrate with the team. And then I see him coming. So I was a little, I mean, I understand it 100%. But I was just trying to get out of there, not get a flag, you know, trying to stay disciplined.
And I'll tell you, you probably didn't see this, but the like on Twitter, the New York Giants fans were embarrassing themselves more than normally. Like, they were going out, they were saying how some of these were like dirty plays and things. Maybe they're just not used to big hits. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. No. We got me, my family, everybody. I know, got crazy messages. So it was an interesting night for sure.
Okay. Jackson Dart after the game said, we're not playing soccer out there. Basically, he doesn't mind the big hits. Was that the vibe you got on the field after that hit? Because it didn't look that way.
Yeah. Well, from him, I was like, I thought we were good. Like, he took a lick, like, but he got right back up, and I was getting ready to jog back to the field. And, you know, obviously his teammates didn't like that idea. So, but I mean, good for him. Like, if it's our guy, I want him going down or going out of bounds. But if that's how he wants to play, then, you know, he's hard-nosed, tough guy. So, you know, that's just what's going to happen.
For a linebacker, is that the best scenario? Is a quarterback running on the sideline and not getting out of bounds? And then,
Yeah, it is.
It has to be, right? Yeah. Like, because that is not like chasing a guy in the pocket or whatever else. Or, you know, you have to be worried about hitting him too low or too high because there's flags all over the place. But, like, that has to be like a dog and a bone.
Yeah. The moment I saw him tiptoeing, and I knew he was considered a runner at that point. And so it was like, you know, as defense players, that's where we lick our chops. We're ready to go. We're any opportunity we can hit the quarterback legally and in play. We're going to do it.
We've talked to you repeatedly this year about slow defensive starts. My interpretation has always been you haven't been thrilled about that line of questioning. But what got into you guys last night with the fast start, the energy? It looked different. Was there a message before the game? Was it being nationally televised? Like, what got into you guys and you specifically to start that game?
You know, our message of the week was, what can you do to help the team? What can you do more to help improve this team? And for me personally, I just saw it as a challenge to be more aggressive, to be more physical, and any chance I get to go hit something. So that was the change, I think, from my perspective.
You know, the defense was obviously good. Special teams seemed to be almost another level, too. And Mike Vrabel was on the morning show. He was talking about that. It seems like you guys had great field position most of the night. Obviously, Marcus Jones returns one to the house. But just overall, the kick game seemed to be a huge advantage for you guys last night.
Yeah, no, Springer, our special teams coordinator, has done an amazing job, and even TQ has done an amazing job just making sure that we're in the right spots where we need to be so we can make plays and use our God-given abilities. And then obviously it's always helpful to have Marcus Jones, the best returner in the league back there.
You guys are 11-2. You sit atop the AFC, most wins in football as you hit the bye week. You got any plans for the bye week?
I'm just going to hang out with my family. It's a time to, you know, reflect on what we've done this season, see where we can get better, but then, you know, just hang out. And we get the body rested and ready for this playoff push.
Okay. Oh, were you able to enjoy some of that pretzel salad that you were telling us about before Thanksgiving?
Yes, it was phenomenal. Okay. It was phenomenal.
I think you need to eat pretzel salad before every game. I think that might be what got you going.
Yeah, honestly, maybe. It's just been a while, so it just rejuvenated the soul.
Okay. That's great. Well, Christian Ellis, we appreciate the time. Fun watching you last night. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Thank you. Christian Ellis joining us here on a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday on Jones and Keefe. Here's what we're going to do next, Keefe.
What's next?
We are going to tear off all the NFL teams.
Yes. Oh, there's been some changes.
Oh, changes.
Been a long week. Everybody played. There was no bye week, so everybody was in action. So there's going to be some changes.
It's interesting. We had the Patriots on the top tier last week. There's really nowhere for them to go but
higher?
I don't think so.
We'll see.
And yet, I guess you're going to find out on a tier two.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tuesday, Jones and Keefe. It's a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keefe. Even though it's a Tuesday, Pats 33-15 winners over the Giants last night. Tier Tuesday, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We're going to tier off all the NFL teams, Keith.
Yes.
Pats included.
That's right.
Giants included.
All of them, all 32 teams. After 13 weeks, we have 5 weeks left of the regular season, 4 games left for the Patriots, but 5 total weeks. So through 13 weeks, let's tier these bad boys. Billy.
All right, AFC East, the Patriots at 11-2.
The Patriots at 11-2.
Duck boats. You mentioned last week they were in the highest of all the tiers.
Yeah.
There's no reason why they can't somehow go higher.
Yeah. We don't want to drop them down. You can't drop them down. They deserve to separate a little bit. So we're actually going to elevate them from, like, what, the best around or Super Bowl contenders to what?
Dynasty back on. Dynasty back on. And then this will fall. The following tiers will be below Dynasty back on. They're 11-2.
Okay.
They're the only team in the league with 11 wins. This isn't a homer take.
They're the only team
not
on the
a
Dynasty.
Jersey.
They're the only team on the Dynasty back on. They're not the only team that's ever had a Dynasty.
So, well, let's go case by case.
Okay.
But here's what I'm thinking. After Dynasty back on, tier below that, possible Pats opponent in Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Who are the two teams that play in the Super Bowl?
Right.
They're going to be decided by which two teams play the best.
Okay.
Yes.
We know the Pats are one. So who will their opponent be?
Right. Below that would be the Pats, possible Pats opponent in AFC title game.
Can't wait.
Okay. So maybe whoever they might see there.
Yeah,
along
they're just
the way.
A speed bump on the way to the Super Bowl. Yep.
Of course, below that would be Frisky. These are your Frisky teams,
sure.
Jones. Below that, I think a new tier this week. What happened?
What happened?
What happened to these teams? Right?
Yeah, what's going on with them?
Below that, amateurs.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Amateurs. These are the amateur teams, but
they're bad.
But they're not as bad as the number one pick watch.
It's over.
These are the absolute bottom dwelling
Ooh,
teams.
I can't wait to get to the Giants.
So that is 7 tiers, I think we're looking at here.
Yep.
So
Juwan Jennings might need his own tier.
He probably could.
But we'll go through these.
All right, let's go. So the Patriots are in Dynasty back on. Let's continue.
Buffalo Bills 8-4.
I still think they're a possible AFC title game.
I can't
possible.
Wait.
Yeah, yeah. I think they could see them there.
Possible.
I think there's going to be other teams ahead of them on the tier if you were to rank within the tier.
Sure, sure, sure.
But I'd put them there, yeah.
5-7 Miami Dolphins.
Frisky?
You want to go Frisky with them? Are they playing Frisky?
I think, believe it or not, I actually think they're playing for McDaniel. I never thought they'd do that. I thought he'd be fired 10 times by now.
Yeah, they stuck with him, and then now they're kind of winning some games.
I think they're Frisky.
But who'd they just beat the Saints.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that makes them frisky, but I guess they're not really what happened.
They beat the Bills, too.
Yeah, they did beat the Bills. But like you said, the Bills,
okay, well, they've won 3 in a row and 4 out of 5. That feels frisky.
Who'd they beat?
Atlanta, Buffalo, Washington, New Orleans.
Yeah.
They lost to Baltimore handily.
Handily. All right, you want to say frisky for them?
You want to break the tie? Where do you want to put them, amateurs?
I would put them in amateurs.
Billy?
Amateurs.
Amateurs. Are you dealing with amateurs?
Yeah, see you later,
fish. Been outvoted, okay. Yep.
3-9 Jets.
It's over.
Number one pick watch, or are they a little sign of life?
They're the Jets. So here's the thing. Yeah. The Jets might just play their way out of the number one pick watch just because they're the Jets.
Are they amateurs?
They might be amateurs.
It wouldn't be the first time they've done that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Amateurs.
Amateurs.
All right.
They won three.
We're dealing with amateurs?
Yeah, that's where you go.
All right.
AFC North, Baltimore Ravens, 6-6.
That is the...
What happened?
Yeah, 100%.
What happened?
What happened?
What's going on with... You've been saying it now for a while.
Yeah, Lamar ain't right.
Lamar's just not right. That's no, what. Not. That's what happened.
That is what happened.
He was hurt. He came back. He's not the same. That's where they belong. Okay. What happened?
6-6 Steelers?
I don't know, because they don't feel frisky, but they also don't feel like a Pats opponent in the AFC title game.
What happened?
Amateurs?
Are they what happened? Or are they amateur?
Tomlin fired tier?
Tomlin fired? Question mark.
Maybe.
Amateurs?
I would put them...
Frisky.
Frisky.
Are they frisky, though?
I don't know. They're not an AFC. They're not an AFC championship game contender. All right, amateurs.
Amateurs.
Put them there.
We're dealing with amateurs.
Right.
4-8 Bengals.
They might be frisky.
They're frisky.
They are.
Joe Burrow's back.
They're not on what happened. I think right now they're frisky.
No, when Burrow was out,
we know what happened.
Yeah, they're frisky.
But they're frisky.
Yeah, they just beat Baltimore.
I don't think they make the playoffs, but I think that they're the sort of a spoiler now the rest of the way.
They're only two games out in that division.
No, and I still don't think
we don't like the Steelers, and we don't even know what's going on with Baltimore, so frisky.
Okay.
Browns, 3-9. It's
over. Number one pick watch.
Number one pick watch?
Yeah, Shedeur Sanders.
I always want to put him like a half notch higher than you, but fine.
As an aside,
number one pick watch.
Thanks in large part to his game against the Patriots, Myles Garrett is going to break the single season sack record.
He's going to put it out of reach.
Yep. Could be a two-time Hoss of the Week.
Mark Gastineau going to have to come out of retirement to get that back. Yeah. What else?
AFC South Jaguars, 8-4.
Now, I think they're frisky.
Yeah, they're
it's
not.
It's not just because they have a cat, like a big cat as a mascot. I think they are a frisky team.
Who are the frisky teams right now? Bengals and Jaguars? Well, happen to be big cats. Yeah,
it's only the
Jaguars
here.
Are not going to be in the AFC Championship game, so they're frisky.
But frisky, yeah.
8-4 Colts.
Oh.
What did we do what with happened? The Colts? Maybe a what happened?
Won't win again?
No.
What happened?
They're what happened,
that's
right?
Exactly right. What happened?
Okay,
sorry. Good. I was too busy trying to come up with my own tier. I wasn't even listening to
No, we can stick with these tiers.
What
we kind of have the tiers.
Yeah.
7-5 Texans.
So I think they're
at least frisky.
Are they too frisky? Are they a possible AFC? They're not even in the playoffs right now, but their defense is
it's possible.
Nice.
It's possible.
But if you put them in frisky, you're doing is you're saying they're with the Jags and the Bengals.
They're not a cat.
No, they're Texans.
Yeah.
There's people who live in Texas. People who call Texas home. That's what they are. Do you think they're a possible AFC title game, Nick?
No.
Okay.
Possible?
Frisky then.
Okay, frisky.
Frisky as heck.
I kind of wanted to put him in the other one. Frisky as heck.
Frisky as heck.
Front of the frisky
Another
team.
Tier.
Yeah.
Titans 1-11.
Yeah, that's number one.
They're the face of it. They will have the number one pick again.
They got that on lock, yeah.
All right, to the west, the 10-2 Broncos.
Broncos, definitely.
AFC.
Can't wait.
Yep, possible Pats opponent in AFC title game. It's the official wording of that tier.
That's where it goes, yeah.
8-4 Chargers.
Oof. See, I think actually when I was really looking, I was doing a deeper dive off air yesterday.
They're a little bit of what happened.
They're a little bit more likely to miss the playoffs at 8-4 than the Colts are at 8-4. They both have really tough schedules.
Super
the rest
tough.
Of the way.
And Herbert's injured.
You want to go what happened?
And
with
they
them?
Lost. They got smoked by the Jaguars. So yeah,
that's not very frisky of them.
No, I would. No. What happened them?
All right, that's what happened.
What happened?
What's going on with them?
6-6 Chiefs.
What happened?
They're not.
Are they the face of what happened, or do we put them still as a possible opponent in the AFC title game? No. Maybe they're not anymore. Maybe this is the big eye-opening experience here, is we got to finally say what it is. They're not that great.
Okay, so they're what happened.
They're what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, because they're not frisky.
They
would either leapfrog it up there.
Absolutely not frisky, yeah.
So that's the whole AFC, right, Bill?
2-10 Raiders.
Oh, sorry.
They're number one. They're trash.
So we only have two teams for possible AFC title opponents.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, then we narrowed it down.
How about us? Job is done.
Pretty simple.
Bills and Broncos.
Yeah, we're going right to the AFC title game. Other teams are going to make the playoffs, but this is the AFC title game. Okay. What else we got?
Hell yeah.
All right, to the NFC East, the Eagles, 8-4.
What happened?
Ooh, you drop them all the way down?
What happened?
Yeah. What happened to them?
They've been awful.
What happened to them?
Although we do kind of know what happened. They all just hate each other.
They hate each other.
They all hate.
They're the opposite of the Patriots.
They all hate the coach and Jalen Hurts. And
then bizarro Pats.
Hurts, yeah, it's not the power of friendship.
Hurts hates A.J. Brown. They
the
all just hate each other.
Worst locker room.
So we actually know what happened, but I'd still put them there.
Still put them there.
6-5-1 Cowboys.
Oh, they are as frisky as heck.
What's that frisky tier? Is it all cats and Texas teams?
Yes.
Okay, but that's right, though. Somehow that's completely
Texas
right.
Texas Cats. This is what we're dealing with here.
That's completely right.
That's nailed
okay,
it.
They're frisky. They're uh-huh. definitely frisky.
3-9 Commanders.
Number one pick watch? Or amateurs? They might be number one pick watch.
I think because they're going to
get... Although Jane Daniels is coming back.
That's what I was going to say. If they get Daniels back, that should be enough to keep them out of the number one pick. Plus, they just went to OT against Denver.
Yeah, well, amateurs.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Thank you.
2-11 Giants.
Oh, yeah, we just saw that.
They
might have the top pick in the draft.
They're a lot worse than I thought, especially with that bum.
Stinky.
That bum Kafka coaching them. They are number one pick watch.
Jeepers.
Yeah.
NFC North, the Bears, 9-3.
You're going to go Super Bowl opponent here?
No, definitely not.
Frisky then?
Yeah. Like, I know Brian is screaming at his radio.
So it's Cats, Bears, and Texas teams?
Yep. That's what it is. They're not – that team's not going to be in the Super Bowl.
No, I know. I try to talk up Caleb Williams
and Ben Johnson
more
than
most.
He probably won't win a playoff game.
In his life?
No, this year.
Oh.
They're getting all the way to a Super Bowl.
So, damn.
Frisky.
All right.
8-3-1 Packers.
I think they
– Who are the two teams that play in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
They're going to be decided by which two teams play the best.
Fair. Can't argue with that.
Nope.
I think that's where the Packers go.
Case closed.
Yeah.
Lions, 7-5.
What happened?
Great one.
What happened?
There, what happened?
What happened?
I forgot about that.
Ben
too.
Johnson.
What
left.
Happened? That's
what
where happened. They go. Yeah.
4-8 Vikings.
It's over.
Yeah, no, they're number one pick watch. They are. No one's playing worse than them. No.
That
one.
Max Brosmer situation.
They have they not scored the last 2 weeks? It's something like that.
I think they're struggling to put points on the board.
No one is playing worse than that team. It is unbelievable.
Are they scoreless the last two games?
No, I'm sorry. Six.
Oh, six.
They have a touchdown maybe the last 2 weeks. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
They've lost four straight. Yeah, it's not looking good.
Yeah, no one's playing worse.
Yikes.
NFC South, the Buccaneers, 7-5.
Ugh.
What happened?
Kinda.
They're not frisky enough? They're not frisky? They're not above the what happens? You think they're a what happened?
Yeah, we know what happened. They had a lot of injuries. Yeah. Put them frisky.
I think they're frisky.
That's fine. We know
still, what happened. It's still Baker Mayfield. They're leading that division.
That's not a bear, a cat, or a Texan.
Well, it is going to mess that
true.
Up.
True. It's a pirate.
Let's put them frisky.
You can join the club there.
7-6 Panthers.
Frisky! Yeah, oh, my God. Obviously.
It's a cat,
for heaven's sake.
They are every other week, though. They're due for a loss this week.
Oh, yeah.
They'll come back, and they'll beat somebody, and you're like, oh, Panthers.
Well, it's funny. Because they were expansion teams together, but Jaguars-Panthers are very similar.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah.
They're not just in the wild.
Yeah.
Not just in the
spots.
Wild.
Yeah.
Big claws, teeth.
Yeah, that as well.
Jail. Yeah. Good balance. Hate water.
Yeah. That's what they are. They love lasagna. They hate Mondays. They won't work on Mondays.
You get out the spray bottle. They're going to run the other way. Yeah, okay, frisky.
Can't give them a bath.
Falcons, 4-8.
Probably amateurs. Four wins. I mean.
Yeah, four wins. They're probably. They're also
they still
horrible,
got Bijan, yeah.
But yeah, let's
lost
go amateurs.
To the Jets.
Yeah,
they
amateurs.
Did
though.
Lose to the Jets, but the Jets are also amateurs.
Yeah, they lost to another amateur.
Come down, Nick.
Amateurs, Nick.
Come down.
2-10 Saints.
They're number one pick watch. They're number one pick watch.
Yeah.
All right, to the NFC West, 9-3 Rams.
That's a possible
Super Bowl. Two teams to play in the Super Bowl.
Here we go.
They're going to be decided by which two teams play the best
every time.
The Rams didn't do that this week, but they belong there.
No, they do.
9-3 Seahawks.
Same. Who are the two teams that play in the Super Bowl? They're going to be decided by which two teams play the best.
Same. That's where they go.
Seahawks.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were
Sam the Man.
I thought you were about to make an argument to drop them down.
No.
I don't.
No. I think they deserve to be there.
They're the bottom of that tier. I don't believe in Darnold.
Yeah.
But
are they the bottom of that tier?
Yes.
Well. Bill, one more team here. Or we have two more. But next one.
Two more. 9-4 49ers.
Oh, you
are
think
the 49ers the worst team that could be there?
Nick's right.
Are they just frisky?
That's what I think. If you want to talk about teams with easy schedules, I know people talk about it all the time with the Pats.
Okay.
That team,
all right.
That's absurdly easy, right there with the Pats for easy
schedules.
Half
the damn league is frisky.
Yeah, frisky.
And then finally the 3-9 Cardinals.
It's over.
Number one pick for them?
Yeah.
All right.
How'd we land?
I think pretty great, honestly.
Like a cat?
Yeah.
All fours.
No matter where we get thrown from.
Okay.
All right, the dynasty back on tier, we have the New England Patriots.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. That just is logical.
The possible Pats opponent in Super Bowl tier.
Okay.
Packers, Rams, Seahawks.
That's it. All right, good.
The league's not as wide open. As
high standards. Yeah, that's
the
true.
Possible Pats opponent in AFC title game.
Uh-huh.
Bills, Broncos.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay. That is going to be a busy Frisky tier.
Frisky tier. Sit down for the Frisky tier. Bengals, Jaguars, Texans, Cowboys, Bears, Bucks, Panthers, Niners.
That's only eight teams.
Yeah, that's good.
Those are like fringy playoff teams. Maybe they win around, but they're not going to the championship.
This is the tier that people are going to get up in arms with, but I do think we may have nailed it. The what happened tier? Ravens, Colts, Chargers, Chiefs, Eagles, Lions.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's a perfect tier.
The amateurs, the Dolphins, Jets, Steelers, Commanders, Falcons.
Okay.
And then the number one pick watch, Browns, Titans, Raiders, Giants, Vikings, Saints, Cardinals.
Okay.
Awesome.
I don't see how you could argue with those.
No.
Other than Nobody the text will. Line, last text in, you guys are idiots.
All right. That's
fair. It's not totally wrong.
No.
Yes.
I don't know if that's related to this or just separate.
Yeah, they might be listening on delay. They might be on the Odyssey app is what they might be doing. Check out our tiers at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. They'll be updated there. You can argue amongst yourselves on that one. Meanwhile, I promised you'd hear from Mike Vrabel this morning on Greg's show. He loved the violence the Pats brought last night.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You'll hear it next. How's Greg Bedard? What got into the Patriots last night?
Smelling salts?
National something. TV. Vrabel got the guys going. Like, Bedard said this, and I think there's something to it. He's like, they were flat against the Bengals. Vrabel maybe got into them.
I think so.
I wouldn't rule that out.
I think so. That was the closest thing in this winning streak that they probably had to like a letdown game, the Bengals game.
100%.
And they still were able, not the only close game they played, but as far as like the feeling of a little bit of a letdown game. And so they weren't going to let that happen. Or Vrabel wasn't, clearly. I also, and Hunter Henry talked about it. He sort of glossed under sort of like all of prime time. But like Monday Night Football, I think, still matters to a lot of these guys. And so, especially when you're at home, it's just even more juice.
Buck and Aikman. Like, there's more to that, too. Like, Drake May got to sit down with those guys. They were talking about the production meeting. Like,
the crowd's all fired up.
More people are watching on Monday night than they are Thursday night. I mean, Sunday night's still a big signature moment. It's Sunday. It's kind of blends in with the rest of the day. Monday, I agree with you, stands out. And so, yeah, maybe they were ready to go for that. Maybe it was bouncing back from the Bengals game. Maybe they could smell the bye week. Maybe it was just Jackson Dart's stupid face on the other side with the glasses and the necklace, and they were ready to knock his block off.
Could be that.
But
Marcus Jones making an unbelievable play and then just everybody feeding off of that.
They were ready to go.
Yeah.
Jamie in Texas has a early entry for potential stat of the week.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Excellent tiers, by the way.
Thank you.
I don't have
they
to worry were. About the tiers for the rest of the week. Thank you. So last night, they flashed something on the screen, and it kind of they buzzed over it, and it was the top four teams with the most snaps by rookies this year. And the Patriots were number two. The other three teams, Cleveland, Tennessee, and the Jets, all last-place teams. And I just said to myself, my goodness, like, is that not coaching personified, that you're in the second most snaps by rookies and you're an 11-win team?
Well, I mean, it's coaching, and it's also who are the quarterbacks of those other teams. So the stat is, entering the week, the Pats were one of four NFL teams with 3,000 or more plays by rookies this year. The other three are the Browns, Jets, and Titans, who are combined 6-27. The Patriots have Drake May. The Browns have Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders. The Jets have Justin Fields, Tyrod Taylor. The Titans have Cam Ward.
No, but so overall, though, I love this stat.
Yes.
And it jumped out to me last night because you're looking at it and you're saying, all right, this team who had struggled drafting for many years, Elliot Wolf's 1 year was terrible. The last several years of Belichick's
they're getting a ton out of the rookie class, too.
The rookie class. Yeah. And usually teams that are relying on the rookie class are teams that probably drafted high the year before, because guess what? Their team sucked. And they continue to suck, and they're like, well, let's just play all these rookies. We don't have a great roster, so we have to play all our rookies a ton. The Patriots, and Henry talked about this in our interview with him, it is such a good blend of veteran guys like Henry and Diggs, and then young guys. I mean, they weren't playing last night, but their left tackle and left guard, rookies. Their running back, who's now getting the bulk of the carries, rookie. One of their starting safeties is a rookie. A wide receiver who flashes here and there, rookie. Like, they're getting contributions from a ton of rookies.
You say Borgalis on top
Kicker,
of it?
Yeah. Good one. So he's getting snaps, and he missed one last night, but overall he's drilling a bunch more field goals. That's great, because they took a moment to, last night on the broadcast, show all the signings. And we're like, what a great offseason it was. Big Milt and Spillane and Landry. But they're like, oh, on top of that, they went out and drafted six guys that are contributing to the team right now. That's hard to do. So I get the caller's point about the coaching. It's also Vrabel, Stretch, and Cowden picking those guys and getting guys that can play away.
I mean, it's a combination. Like, the coaching is better.
Yeah.
They knocked it out of the park with the draft. I do think that. And then look at the quarterback difference. May's elevated, and look at who's quarterbacking those other teams. That's why they're 6-27 entering the week. Good text here. I thought the stat of the week was that guy yesterday listing all the Giants' blown leads.
That's he had several entries.
You could throw that in along with this stat as well. Meanwhile, Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year, even if it's on a Tuesday. It's brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. He was asked about the energy, the attitude, the big hits the Patriots brought last night.
There's a football guy, a player running down the sidelines. We're going to have to, we're going to have to hit him. And let's just go through this every week on a Friday tape, and we put it on there. It's whatever quarterback of the week. It happens twice a week. They're over there prancing around, and you're going to get hit. And if we show that to Drake, and our defenders are being coached the same way, when I say we better not get cued over there by the sidelines because this is legal, I turn around and tell the defense, if this is happening, we need to try to knock the as legally as possible.
Now, if you were listening on your radio I was, that was not bleeped. You heard all of it.
Oh, yeah. They're the safe harbor.
But that was Vrabel. I do like how he's like, if you're a quarterback out there prancing around.
Yeah, you're going
to
get hit.
You're going to get hit. And we show it to Drake. So that echoes some of what he said last night after the game.
So clearly that was obviously coached up. And then when we were asking Ellis, we're like, when you see a quarterback doing that, is that like, he's like, yes, that's the best thing. That's the best thing.
That was great.
Like a guy trying to gain one extra yard and you get a free hit on him.
Yeah, but I just want to know, was Vrabel winking at him or like making the double guns at him?
I
just want to know, like, was there any.
Probably.
Was there any like kind of eye contact?
I know you're saying no, but was there? Like, I just told you no. Like, maybe there was.
We'll get back into that later on in the show. It is a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday. It is also a Tier Tuesday. Tiers are up at Jones and Keith. People love them.
Woo-hoo!
No complaints.
None.
On the tiers, just like always. And on the way next, it's a Tommy Tuesday. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.